Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
You know, first of all, we are doing this for her, okay? Because neither one of us wants to get divorced. And secondly, I know you're the big marriage expert. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Your wife is dead. I'm sorry, that was 100% inappropriate, and I do apologize profusely.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend.
Good fucking lord, that clip. Oh my god.
Does this mean I'm dying?
No, not at all. There's no subtext here.
Sure.
I'm not privy to any secret information about your mortality.
Okay, cool.
In case you were wondering. I know just as much as you.
Which is nothing.
It's not much.
Woo, science.
Science or the misappropriation of funds thereof. Because I think it may have all gone to espresso machines.
Espresso.
I'm learning my coffee words. I've been drinking it for years. Oh. I don't know any of the shit behind it.
Yeah, there's a cappuccino. I don't know what that is. There's a latte. I don't know what that is.
I think they both have whipped cream on them.
No,
a frappuccino means it's cold, I think. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, frapp, I think, means cold in Italian.
Does it? I'll take your word for it, but I'm not a coffee guy.
Thanks for taking my word for it. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Does it?
But we may learn more.
She has concerns about your mental state.
My sister just got hired by Starbucks, actually, so maybe I'll just subliminally absorb some of this information.
What Starbucks did she work at? Can I get free shit?
I have no idea, but you ask her. She could probably hook you up.
Hey, where's my free shit?
Did I tell you I had a caffeine overdose? Like a week and a half ago.
What?
Yeah, I drank way too much cold brew at once.
You can do that?
You can. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I actually ended up in the emergency room once doing that. Because they thought I was having a heart attack.
Dude, I had 5 Red Bulls in one day. I was fine. Like, what's the deal?
Well, you have a high tolerance, my friend.
Oh, it took me a while to build it, too.
Yeah, it's something to be proud of?
No.
I suppose?
No,
maybe not.
I do a lot of cardio, so I'll be fine.
Yeah, just do that instead of the Red Bulls. Yeah. Cardio is your Red Bull.
Nah.
You're not going to forego the Red Bulls?
No.
I recommend it.
We will do both at the same time.
Okay.
And I'll drink a lot of water.
Do we have any idea how Red Bull compares to coffee? Because I want to say it's worse. There is more sugar in it, I would guess.
More chemicals and shit.
But no,
I drink the sugar-free, so it's even worse than that.
Oh, God, yeah, because you're having the aspartame.
I don't know.
I think
they say they don't have aspartame anymore, but I'm pretty sure it's a lie.
It's just called cancer crystals.
Cancer crystals.
It doesn't matter what it's named. It's just little granules of...
of gross.
What do they call those? Free radicals. That's what it is.
Free
Those are the things that, allegedly, 10th grade biology class told me, those are the things that run into your cells and make them flip out and turn into cancer cells. So don't drink that shit. It's free radical in a can.
I've drank a lot of those.
Maybe stop? It's okay. I mean, you were young. Your cells are made out of rubber. They probably came back.
I'm since getting older.
Yeah, that's true. Like, once you start experiencing heartburn at, like you can reproduce heartburn reliably, which I can do now, maybe lay off the Red Bull.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Just, I gotten heartburn a few times.
Yeah, no, like...
from what?
One time it was from the smoked salmon that we had in the fridge. One other time it was, what? I don't know why that's funny.
Just continue.
I think another time it was just, like... too many ribs, and then I laid down, and then it just kind of
I think it's
tried
just
to bubble
you're
out.
Eating and then laying down.
So it's like the smoked meats.
You're just, supposed to like sit up after you eat.
Psh. Well, what about doesn't it help the food move through the body? Come on, no benefits at all, just heartburn.
Yeah,
maybe I will stop doing that. What about just sitting back in like a relaxed position?
That's fine.
Like so.
As long as you're like sitting up.
That's fine.
Just as long as my head is higher than my stomach.
As a general upward position.
Okay.
Should be fine.
I will test this out over the next few months and let you know how it goes. Yeah, I had a caffeine overdose. It was great.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, great. I was trying to get back to that. What the fuck?
It was just too much cold brew. We make our own cold brew at home. But it's not always us making it. Sometimes it's her dad who is, like, fueled by the stuff. I've seen him walk out with, like, a 2-gallon thermos full of coffee. It's weird.
Old people do that.
Is that just a thing for old people?
Yeah.
The coffee doesn't.
Does he work
at
a construction job?
He's a contractor, yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense that coffee is what fuels him.
It's the only thing keeping him going. Okay, that makes sense. But, yeah, I think he made that batch, and I drank just like a just a mug. Yeah. Full of cold brew like this, I put a little bit of cream in it because I had to stay awake, get on the road, and nope, I was getting the jitters, I was sweating, I was not comfortable.
Oh, no, that's not an overdose. That's just how you know it's working.
Yeah, just like that's how you know the meth is working, when you start scratching your skin off of your arms.
Yeah, you know, that's how you know it's that good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that like every other day. It's
if
fine.
You move on to the eyeballs, like you got like a great dealer there. Just hang on to him.
He knows exactly what you want.
And you kind of have to hang on to him now because you don't have eyes.
Yeah.
And he has to lead you to the pile of drugs that he just always has at his house and then rubs your face in it for you because he's just a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. And you're like, look, I don't know how I'm going to pay you back. But it's really your fault that I'm missing eyes now, so...
I don't know how I'm going to pay you back because I think all my money is $1 bills. Nothing is reliable.
Yeah.
You realize that we have no system for blind people to figure out what money is what.
Oh, yeah.
How do they live? Do they know the contours of Abraham Lincoln's face on the penny? Is that how they know?
I think they just... No, because seeing eye dogs ain't worth shit for something like that.
No,
the dog's going to look at it and just eat it.
Like, okay, bark 5 times if it's a $5 bill. You don't want a dog barking 20 times in a grocery store.
No, you just got to really trust people and hope that they understand that, hey, it'd be real dickish to rip off a blind man.
Yeah, there's an inherent niceness that you have to go forward with.
Yeah.
Never personally fucked over a blind person?
I think I've seen in my life like 2 blind people.
There are a lot of blind people around where I work, actually. It's kind of weird.
I see them at Clark. Or no, I've seen the 2 I saw were like at Clark.
Yeah.
I saw, well, he was like tapping his way down the way with his stick. Then there's like the trail, and then like it opened to like a big open area.
Yeah.
And like then he like tapped and he like lost track and he kind of like walked in a circle like tapping.
Just backtracked it.
And I felt really bad. I wanted to go help him, but the issue was I was already like 15 minutes late to class.
Priorities.
And I was like, fuck, like
help the blind guy go to class.
Like, yeah, like good karma or fail my class, which I was already doing very terribly in. I was just sitting there. I was like, fuck, man.
You know what? If he made his way to the campus, he's probably been there before.
Yeah, that's what I figured, but. Yeah,
fine.
I still feel like shit about it, but at least I made it.
No, don't worry about
it. I made it to class.
He's okay. As long as he didn't walk off of a cliff or into the river.
Yeah, there's like alligator pit and he's just tapping his way towards it.
All those dangerous alligator pits that we have around here, what are we going to do about them?
I just put up signs that say alligator pit and people avoid them.
Yeah, but what about the blind people? Don't forget about
them. Yeah, what if they, like usually they can tap and like hit the sign, but what if they like tap their way around it on accident?
Well, just, you know what, if they by some miracle, okay, here's the idea, maybe have one sign like every 3 feet, put braille on it, it's fine, the guy will live.
Yeah,
there you go, we just saved all blind people from alligators.
Or he sits there, touches the braille and it says do not touch. Ah, fuck.
Breaking the law, fucking badass blind person.
He's like, what's this? That's paint. All right.
But it's wet paint.
Oh, dude, that would suck so bad to be blind.
Yeah, I would.
I think I'd rather be paralyzed than be blind.
Paralyzed rather than blind. That's a big one.
Yeah, like those are, because like people say, would you rather be blind or deaf? Well, deaf, obviously. I can go through life and then if I don't want to hear someone's annoying ass voice, then I don't have to.
Yeah, if you're deaf and you don't want to learn sign language, you can just have one of those Stephen Hawking computers to talk to people all the time.
I'll just carry a pen and paper and just write my shit down.
How would you hear any, like how would you get information?
They would talk into the computer and it would transcribe their voice.
Okay.
Into sign language?
No, into words.
Oh.
In a text. Yeah.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense because you had me fucked up for a second.
Sorry. No, that was a very important detail.
Oh, dude, speaking of talk to text, not to like move us off the topic of...
That's what we do.
The fun topic of disabilities.
That's fine.
So the other day I was hanging out with
those guys have enough time in the spotlight. It's okay.
You know, that's fucked. So the other day I was hanging out with some Finnish kids, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you find them at the bottom of a well? Where did they come from?
From Finland. Where else?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, they're... Long story. Anyways.
Real place.
Long story short, I was talking to Finnish kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were trying out the Google Talk to translate.
Okay.
And so we would, like, type something in, and then it would speak it in Finnish. And they'd tell us, like, okay, yeah, like, that's how you would say that. Or, like, oh, no, there's no way. And then we made it a game where we type it in, then they hear it, and they're like... It sounds something along the lines of this, and we're like, yeah, that's pretty close, you know? So I took a page out of Filthy Frank's book.
Yeah.
So they would not let me type it into the talk to text or the translate.
Yeah.
They just wouldn't let me type it in because my friends are assholes and they know who I am. And so when they finally gave me one shot, I was like, yes, I've typed in, I hope you die in a car crash and your daughter has to see you getting lowered in your grave. My God. From that Filthy Frank song.
Yeah.
And I knew that it translated properly because I could see their face do this. They're like...
Jared.
Dude, I was crying. It's probably the funniest thing I've ever done in my life.
And now they're your best friends, right?
And I haven't seen them since. I don't think they like Americans.
Let's see. I'm trying to find something funny happening.
What's that mean?
Ich bin ein Berliner. So it's supposed to mean, so it, in the same root of mistranslations and all that, this was Kennedy in Germany trying to say, I am a Berliner, as in, like, from Berlin.
Yeah.
You know? Because I guess that's part of his heritage. But he fucked up the pronunciation of Berliner, and he ended up saying, I'm a donut.
Fuck.
So it's not just you. Even past presidents have done it.
Yeah.
Of course, when they do that, they seem to get shot. So
yeah, no, dude, I didn't type it. I didn't say anything wrong. Fucking Google did.
Filthy Frank said it wrong. He just put the words in your head, and they just happened to come out at that time.
Dude, it was so fucking funny, though. I wish you could have seen their faces. Holy shit. Forever my proudest moment. I will have my first newborn child, and we'll be right there like, how proud are you? I'm like, like a 7.
100% guaranteed no one in Finland understands Filthy Frank. Like, they've probably seen the guy.
There's a
does not translate.
It doesn't translate evenly, and they're even when it does, they're like, I don't understand the context at which he's using these words.
Yeah. It's really only funny in English. That's kind of why it's mm-hmm. shitty, but it's great at the same time.
Yeah, no, it's like terrible, but it's great at the same time.
I just wish like I had a better grasp of, like, I don't know, maybe Kirsty can help us out with this, of linguistics in general. I just want to know how jokes work in other languages, and do other languages have, like, less jokes than us?
Some languages straight up do not have sarcasm. It's not a thing.
Oh, shit. Which ones are those?
I think it's Japanese, isn't it?
Japanese?
I don't know why I'm asking you. Do you know?
She shakes her head.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That's fine.
But yeah, there's like some places that if you're like, nah, it's over on the corner, they're going to go, oh, okay, sweet, I'm going to go on the corner. They're just going to go check it, like, hey, it's not over here. You're like, I was kidding. They're like, how the fuck was I supposed to know that?
What's a kidding?
Yeah.
They got no idea.
Joke. They probably have jokes, but, like, the idea of, like, sarcasm.
That's why this show is an America-only show.
It's, oh, yeah, because USA.
See, it didn't even work with the British people that we tried to call. Because they were, like, giving us, like, information and pamphlets and stuff. And, like, nope, this is a bit.
You're like, no, we're just...
No, it wasn't. I really want to do that. And you literally kept saying that.
We tried.
How is it a bit if you're saying my wife actually wants to do this?
Because
We'll give it a 50-50.
I know you want to do it, but the way in which I was asking, I perceived as a bit.
Gotcha.
So,
do we ever hear back from Fieldier and Dreamier?
Nope, not a word. Well, I didn't leave a number for them to call me back. So,
we'll never
hear back.
We never will.
Come on, that was fucking hysterical.
We just gave them something great to forward to each other at the office.
Yeah,
you know, that's fine.
They're like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
I'm okay with giving them that gift. Yeah. No problem with that.
You're welcome.
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah. So, Yeah, you're not the first guy to do that.
I am a donut.
But what if he was? What if one of our past presidents was a donut? Treat this with all sincerity. What does it mean for the future of this world?
I take pride in the words, I am a donut. How can words be like so similar yet mean such opposite things? Do we even have anything like that in America?
In English?
Yeah.
Like,
what are some words that like sound like you pronounce them a little bit different and they're like two completely opposite things?
I'm struggling to think of an example at the moment.
Me too.
But I'm sure it's out there. Email us, tgifradioshow@gmail.com for your linguistical oddities.
Or call us at, what is it?
Oh, it's,
fucking...
It's not really around any... Well, that number expired on me. I don't know if I ever explained this on the show.
It can do that?
Yeah, I was using a shitty thing to get, like, random phone numbers for free, and I happened to get a great one that was 2/3 911. And I thought it would just stick. But no, it turns out you got to use that number like every 5 days or something like that, or it goes away. And we didn't use it for a whole week. And
shit.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that fucking sucks.
So it's gone. So, but the Skype is always there. It's not really open right now, but no one's watching anyway. So, you know.
Yeah, or you can send us like a Facebook message or something.
I think they can do that, yeah. I mean.
What about. No, I don't know.
What about you send us a message on a falcon?
Yeah.
How about you do that?
Send a raven.
If you send a raven with a message, you're on the show automatically.
Yeah, I will send it back with a $100 bill around its ankle.
Wait, you have $100 bills?
If somebody sends me a fucking raven, I'm going to get one.
When I was a kid, I was scrambling to save my first $100.
Why?
Just so I could have a $100 bill. And I'll tell you why. It's because I was really interested in the anti-counterfeiting strips inside the money. Have you ever seen these?
Yeah. So you're going to tear that shit open?
No, I wasn't tearing that shit open. I was holding it up to a black light. You know, it changes colors when you hold it up to a black light? Yeah. $100 bills, theirs are pink. Fun fact.
Did you know why I wanted a $100 bill when I was a kid?
So you could buy a bag full of weed?
Yeah, so I could go fucking spend it, not so I could study it. Some of us had normal childhoods, Renee.
Oh, and you're calling mine abnormal?
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah. But whose fault? That's really only my fault, and I'm fine with it.
I mean,
I got $100.
That's true. I didn't get $100 until I was fucking old.
So now the next step is to get the $1,000 bill, which is real.
What?
There is a $1,000 bill.
Let's
yes.
see it. Are you sure it's not just like a credit statement?
Well, technically it is, because I think it's really only used to like move like virtual gold between banks, pretty much. It just means like this is how much gold it is, but I don't know if that really is real anymore. Let me see. Overview and history. $500 bill. Let me see. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of fucking $500 bills. We had way too many bills. There's this guy, William Marcy. No, shit. Where the hell's the ones?
It looks like the numbers start at 500.
Yeah, they do, but there's a whole bunch of $500 ones.
Why do we have so many 500s?
Well, they just... oh, no. See, these are by year. So they just had a different one like every few years.
Oh, shit.
1862 to 63, they had some dude named Albert Gallatin on it.
Probably Albert.
Yeah, and they...
What do I know?
Albert. No,
if
you're in politics, I don't think you're allowed to go by Albert.
It has to be Albert.
Yeah. Albert is like too folksy. It makes you seem like a regular guy.
Yeah. No, and then somebody's like Albert and you have to be like Albert and they're like, "Oh shit, he just showed me."
Yeah. You have to set yourself apart from the rest of the lizard people.
Yes.
Some guy named William Marcy, George Meade. I think this guy's a general, but yeah, look at these things.
Yeah, it looks like a general.
That's a fucking sweet bill. I want one. I'd only be able to have like three of them, but
yeah,
you know, it'd still be cool.
Fuck it, good enough.
Eagle with a shield. I mean, they're just badass. Look at all the eagles they have all over them and the gold seals. And
whoa, shit, Andrew Jackson on the 10,000.
Hell yeah.
That's probably like my favorite president.
He gets on two bills. Oops. Let's see. Yeah, and this one says gold certificate. So that one tied directly to a quantity of gold that you can go get.
But the money buys more stuff than gold, so we're just going to...
Yeah, it's a bit easier to plop that down at a grocery store counter than some bullion.
Right. Roll out with a gold brick, just dink.
I don't even think... I don't believe I could lift a full brick of gold.
Aren't they only like this big?
Yeah, but they're dense as fuck.
No, you could lift it. You're strong.
Probably. It'd be a two-armed deal, though. I couldn't curl that.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, no. Keep curling gold bricks. Maybe if I OD soon you'll be curling multiple gold bricks.
Yeah, maybe if I OD on caffeine again, like I could probably... Like, get two or three of those out.
I have to fucking move.
Gold brick weight. Because I just want to see what we're dealing with. I think we're looking at like $200.
Really?
Pounds. 200. Hang on. 400 troy ounces.
10, 100, and 1,000 gram bars. How much is a gram?
A gram is like a grape.
And 1 kilo. Yeah, so 1 kilogram is 1,000 grams.
Okay, so that's not that big a one.
Yeah, so 2.2 pounds.
But these are those are specifically measured 1 kilogram bars. If you got one of those ones out of like Fort Knox, huge ones, there we go.
Largest gold bar at the some sort of gold museum.
551 pounds.
Yeah, you could curl that. I imagine it's really big, though. Like
Oh, yeah, look at that. I mean,
50,000 grams.
This is saying, what is this? It's 18 inches by 9 inches by a bit over 6.5 inches.
Wait, what? 18 inches by 9 inches by like 6 inches?
Yes.
And it's how much?
551 pounds.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, these shits are heavy as fuck.
Yeah. Don't fuck with the gold, man.
Dude, you ain't kidding.
If you're stealing that thing, your best bet is to cut it into like 5 pieces and give one to each of your accomplices. To hide in a different duffel bag.
But that's still 100 pounds each.
Yeah. But, you know, one guy, 100 pounds, you could probably
figure it out.
Just don't just bring your strong friends. Like, don't be a dumbass about it. Yeah, if you're robbing the gold museum.
Bring strong friends. Friends that you have seen at the gym or something.
I can't believe there's actually a gold museum.
Like, all I gotta say, if there's, like, a brick that size that weighs 500 pounds and someone can pick it up and carry it off, I think they deserve it.
Yeah, that's just...
I'm not going to go fucking stop that guy.
It shows that they were meant to do it. It was kind of their destiny.
Yeah, and even if you go up to him and say, hey, I'm at odds with the idea of you stealing that gold brick, he's going to say, you can't do shit about it. And I'm going to go, that's fair.
That's true.
Carry on.
Because he's probably like, you know The Rock, as in the guy?
Yeah.
Just take two of him and like glue them together. That's probably what this guy looks like.
I was thinking more like... The Mountain from Game of Thrones.
I have no idea what that guy looks like.
Dude, he's 6'9" and 400 pounds of just solid muscle.
Oh my god.
He continually every year sets world records for strength.
And he's a real dude?
Like a real dude.
Gregor Clegane?
No, that's like the fucking shit.
I want to see Oh, you don't even get to see the guy's face, huh? He's one of those guys?
Like no, you get to see one. Wait, go up. I want to read that quote.
Which one? Be a bloody fool if he didn't frighten me. He's freakish big and freakish strong and quicker than you'd expect for a man of that size. Well, yeah, I mean, he's like all muscle, right?
Yeah, no, type in go down.
Down. Stopping.
Up one little bit.
One little bit. Right there. This is the guy?
That's him.
Yeah, that guy gets the gold brick. That's his.
No, and you have to understand, he's 6'9".
Jesus Christ. Like, you aren't allowed on most commercial airplanes if you're that tall,
I think. Yeah, no, he has to fly private, I think.
God, that's insane. He probably...
He can afford to because he's consistently setting strength records.
If you're that big, learn how to fly your own plane and you'll never have this problem.
Yeah, or just like, I don't know, do whatever. But no, he's...
Kirstie and me were talking about this on the way over. Would you happen to know the height restrictions for fighter pilots? Just off the top of your head.
Not off the top of my head. I believe it's... I want to say, like, it's in the mid to upper 6 foots.
Mid to upper? Really?
Yeah.
That's Air Force fighter pilot qualifications. Pass the...
Screening, selection board.
64 to 77 inches tall. Okay, what's that in normal numbers?
Okay, that's 6'7".
the 77 inches?
Or no, that's 6 foot five. Sorry, 72 inches.
That's
six
way
foot.
Taller than I would have thought.
Yeah, 6'5". Is that right?
I don't know.
I'm not good at math.
Hang on.
Yeah, 60 inches is 5 foot, so 72 is 6 foot, so...
77 divided by 12. Here we go. 6.4 feet tall.
We're going to say 6'5".
Yeah.
So, like, tall, well, but not, like, freakishly tall.
That seems, like, way too tall to fit into one of those planes.
Look, with modern technology, they better be able to figure out how to fudge a fucking inch so a guy can sit there if he's the top of his class.
They just build a new plane. I think they've been working on it for a while, but it just hasn't panned out.
Yeah, no, somehow, like, multiple billions of dollars for a plane just doesn't really pan out when you have a perfectly good one right there. And all you have to do is find someone that's an inch shorter than this guy.
But they want the shiny new plane, man.
I want it to go faster and shoot bigger bullets.
No, I think the ones we have are pretty good.
Yeah, they're very expensive to operate.
How about we just... All right, you know, what is the one that they're trying... It's the F-35, right?
Yeah.
That they're trying to do? Okay, the one that everyone knows about that they spent like $1 trillion on, okay? Just put it in the trash. I know it's like a too big to fail thing right now, but no, it's in the garbage. You're not making it work. It's crap. Just give it to fucking Area 51. They gave us the SR-71 Blackbird... The one that can fly, like, under radars and stuff. Just give it to them, wait, like, 20 years, and they'll have something great like that.
Yes.
It'll just work. Don't even worry about it.
Don't even sweat about
it. The problem is everyone is watching that plane waiting for it to fail again.
And it will.
And it will, because there's just so much pressure on this situation. Mm. But if you, like, make it all secret and stuff... Kind of like the alien bodies, I'm pretty sure they have. Just, you know, it's easier to get the work done.
Oh, hey, did I ever tell you I met an Air Force tech sergeant who works security at Area 51?
No shit.
Yeah.
When?
Fuck.
When you were on base?
Yeah, I was in Africa.
Okay.
Yeah, like, he was like, oh, yeah, I used to work at Area 51. I was like, you don't fucking say.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't.
No, he's not that he couldn't. It's just that he didn't know shit. Everything is underground there.
Oh, did they make him stand, like, at the fence?
Yeah, they stand at the fence, and they walk around, and, like, a bunch of scientists in, like, lab coats would, like, come up to come eat or something, and they'd be like, so, you seen any aliens today?
Hmm.
And they just laugh, like, ha, not today. And they just go about their life, you know? They said there's a... All right, this is probably government secrets, but probably not.
Hey, just...
You're what? Out. They don't... They can't do any... Yeah,
yeah
they
what
can,
are you
going to
do,
but...
dishonorably discharge me? Fuck off. Anyway. The world needs to know.
Yeah.
No, there's three lines of sensors, and they say basically their whole job is just, like, going and finding people that are trying to take pictures, and then just, like, drive over there and be like,
guys.
Give us your fucking camera. You know you can't do this. Now go away. And they look, and all they ever have is, like, blurry-ass shots of, like, maybe a Humvee or something.
Nothing good.
But, yeah, they say... The people, like, try to, like, sneak in. They'll hit the first line of sensors.
Yeah.
And they see them, and they pull up the big old RAID camera, and they're like, bzz, all right, there's the guy, you know. Follow him all the way. Hits the
trying
second.
To hide behind this tumbleweed.
Yeah, and then they hit the second sensor. They're like, all right, we got to go out there and get him. So they drive out. They're like, how'd you know I was out here? Like, bro, I've been fucking following you on the camera for the last 100 meters. Like, give me your camera. And some people have, like, crazy expensive cameras for, like, detailed shots and shit. They're like, hand them over, man.
That's so, but they give them back, right?
No.
Whoa, they take the whole camera? That's kind of rude.
No, there's signs literally everywhere saying...
We'll take your camera.
Yeah, straight
we'll
up.
We'll shoot you. Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
We'll take your camera, and if you're not shot, you're lucky. Shit like that, you know? But he said, yeah, it's really boring. It's just security on an average base, except for more people are trying to sneak in.
Yeah, I guess
not necessarily terrorists, just curious fucking...
I guess it makes it a little bit more exciting, and I can suppose, I guess I understand why they would take the entire camera, because...
It's kind of a dick move, but I get it.
If it was just, like, a digital camera, and all they did was they took the camera, they deleted the pictures and gave it back to you, you could probably get those pictures back. There are ways.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I've ever been able to pull off successfully, but there are ways.
There are ways. You just gotta go on that dark web. Yo, speaking of the dark web...
Did you go?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
How the fuck do you get on there?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I'm curious.
You need...
FBI, we are not talking about this.
This is fucking public knowledge. Don't even worry about it. You need to download something called Tor Browser.
Tor Browser?
Yeah. It's a special browser that will let you connect to these websites that connect
to each other.
Okay.
Because the idea is it's kind of decentralized and it's a special protocol. And you need this browser in order to even use it. Like, I don't think there's extensions you can install for these normal browsers. Just get the fucking browser.
Just get Tor browser.
Yeah. But it's best not to, like, just run that and, like, go fucking willy-nilly. Like, be smart about what you click on.
Aren't most of them, like, FBI plants anyway?
Yeah. It was fucking... The whole system was kind of built by the Navy. And people can... Well, let's see. No, the protocol, I think, was invented by the Navy, but anybody can set up their own, they're called exit nodes. When you build an exit node, it's just like another point for people to connect to and another layer to hide their traffic behind.
Okay.
But there's, I mean, people, Joe Schmo resources versus NSA resources.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to be able to put more shit out there?
Yeah.
So just be smart about it.
Like, obviously, I'm not going to click and try to buy anything, and I'm not trying to watch people get decapitated. I'm just really curious.
You can do that on the normal internet anyway.
Yeah, dude. I just got to go on Facebook and then hit the fucking thing that says, like...
You can watch decapitations on Facebook now?
It's a secret group.
Oh, shit. Well...
Secret group of veterans who, like, fucked up shit. Now I don't know why I got added.
Now that you said... Well, you didn't have to join.
No, like, they said... added you to this secret group. I'm like, oh, well, let's look at what it is. I'm like, oh, it's a lot of fucked up memes and killings.
Oh, okay.
Sick, man. Thanks.
Yeah, if you wanted to see those, you could go to LiveLeak. Like, I think that's where they all live.
I'll take your word for it. I've never actually just looked up a decapitation, so...
I'm not saying I have either. I'm just saying I know where they are.
Oh, LiveLeak. Gotcha.
I'm more interested
in the World Star Hip Hop.
No, I don't think there's any decapitations there. Just sick music videos and ghetto fights.
Yeah. Two of my favorite things.
Yep. Do-rags getting ripped off and... No, what is the term for, like, a black woman's wig?
Ah, the weave.
The weave, that's it. Weave's getting ripped off.
Weave getting snatched.
Uh-huh. That's what you go to World Star Hip Hop for.
Yeah.
By the way, weaves are for everyone.
Weaves are for everyone?
Yeah.
Is it just a style of wig?
No, it's not a wig. It's like...
Oh, is it kind of like a hair extension?
Yeah, it's like hair that's sewn into your own hair.
Oh, weird.
It's like stuck to your scalp.
Hence the word weave.
Hey, look at us learning new shit every day.
Hey, is this the only...
Can I get a weave?
Yeah.
If you really wanted it.
Let's get some sick weaves.
And like,
I don't need no fucking weave.
I mean, the more expensive it is, the better it looks. And so that's why people talk about like trashy weaves. It's because
they're like clip-in
weaves or whatever.
Okay, and they get ripped off really easy.
Yeah, they can.
Okay.
Not my weave, though. Only the best.
Yeah, is there, like, a hairstyle you're trying to copy here?
I really want dreads. I want to look like Killmonger.
Okay.
I realize that's cultural appropriation.
I'm sorry, but you're never going to look like him.
I really, really want to, though.
Would the dreads be the same color as your current hair?
I mean, no, because then that ruins the whole effect.
Michael B. Jordan is his
Michael
own
B.
thing.
Jordan? He's a god among men.
Yeah.
Give him that.
Oh, yeah, because he had, well... Did he have... What color was his hair? Were his dreads in that movie? They were just the same as his normal hair.
Just
okay.
Like, he just grew out dreads. He just had the side shave.
Okay, gotcha.
No, it was a really, really good look.
Yeah, whatever. Go for it. But it's got to be a really good one because it's got to cover up the hair just you got right now.
Yeah,
I'll dye
my hair black and then curl it a lot.
Yeah.
And then I'll have dreads that are like this long.
Also,
I'll look like Kodak Black.
You're also going to need several cans of shoe polish.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's the only way. Unless, I don't know what the hell Tony Stark had done for Tropic Thunder, but...
Dude, that was so fucking funny.
I think that it's basically just surgery.
I love how they addressed it, like, right at the beginning. Controversial skin pigmentation.
Yeah.
Like an actor going too far for a role.
You know what that's called? It's just called a full body tattoo. And I believe people have done it.
That's,
it takes, like, years, though.
Yeah, it doesn't... Yeah, that one dude looks like a fucking leopard now. That was weird.
There's a leopard tattoo, man?
Oh, look him up.
Okay.
He's like the first one to like ever do it. He lives on an island by himself and he runs around looking like a leopard.
Hang on.
Leopard tattoo man.
That's what I'm typing in. It's the best way
to... Yeah, that fucking guy.
Yeah, he looks like a leopard. No kidding. Tom Leopard tattooed man obituary.
What?
Oh, he died.
Oh, no. Well, he was like 80.
No, yeah, who has died age 80. Didn't look 80. Ex-soldier who became known as the Leopard Man of Sky after he covered 99.2%, or by some accounts, 99.9% of his body.
He lived like a hermit in a cave. He built the foundations of a ruined croft.
That's fucking...
Was his penis tattooed?
We'll never know. He's wearing a leopard print Speedo.
I think that's
Speedo.
The 0.8%.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Let me see. Often be photographed with nothing on except a small pouch to preserve his modesty. Nice. Very British. 5 mile round trip by kayak to mainland to go to the grocery store. Goddamn. Well.
Not a very good fucking leopard if he just had to sit there and live by him.
Now someone else can try and beat his record, I guess.
Yeah, go for...
Just the full
Did you
black.
Ever see that one makeup advertisement for this dude who had, like, his face was tattooed into, like, the face of a skull?
Mm-hmm.
And you just, like, roll up and you're like, okay, here's a normal dude. And then he, like, takes some makeup remover, just starts rubbing his face, and then pretty
and
soon
you
see
his skull.
Yeah, he's just like...
Yeah, he's his dead, whole too.
Yeah, that guy died.
What?
Yeah.
From what?
He just died.
He healed himself.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, like, if you looked into, like, some of his stuff, he had, like, real... dark type of blogs and whatnot.
Oh, was he a deep web poster?
Not a deep web poster, oh. But he was like talked openly about depression, like issues.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I kind of that was kind of the first place my mind went when you said he was dead. I was like,
okay, gotcha. Well, yeah, he had a skull on his face. I mean,
yeah.
It can be kind of hard to make friends as a guy with a skull on your face.
Yeah.
But there's people out there.
I'll give him this. It looked really cool, though.
It was badass.
It's not for me, but I can appreciate art.
I think I remember he showed up for, like, all the 2 minutes of... What the hell? Did I watch 47 Ronin? I think he was in that. Did you watch that?
Yeah, that's the Keanu Reeves one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that lady turned into a dragon.
Yeah,
shit.
And then, like, those fucking ninjas, like, just start killing willy-nilly, and then he stops one of them, and they're like, you are too good. And
yeah.
Then they all leave for some fuck-off reason.
That was a shit movie, wasn't it?
It was a movie for sure. Come on, Keanu.
That was a pretty good categorization.
Yeah.
It is a movie.
Yeah.
You because I know you don't want to shit on your boy Keanu.
I love Keanu Reeves. He's my dude.
That was a nice way to preserve his dignity and yours.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you. It's like The Last Samurai, but
yeah,
not good.
Oh, this is rude. We were talking about Sir Mix-a-Lot on the show last week.
Yeah.
And it turned out fucking dude was at A Lane.
Oh, yeah, you didn't see that?
Like that week? No, I missed it completely.
Yeah, no, the big old sign, Sir Mix-a-Lot, and he looked old as shit, and I was like, I'm not going to go see that.
I kind of, 30% of me wanted to go see that. But 30% of me wanted to go see it.
Very underwhelming minority.
But 60% of me wanted me to stay, 60% wanted me to stay home, and then the other 10% was like,
didn't really give
I would
a fuck.
I would really regret going. Because, like, it would change my image of him in my mind forever.
Yeah, I've never had, like a face to put with his voice.
All I have is the faces that he put on his album art.
I never saw any of that. All I know is his voice.
And you know what? That is a perfectly fine way to remember him, in my opinion. Hang on. I can get you something.
Yeah, I remember seeing his face on the Alienay casino board, like, Sir Mix-a-Lot, and I was like, who the fuck is that? And I already forgot what his face looked like.
All right, he is this dude in the middle there.
What?
I can't resize this. Sorry.
Okay.
But that's how I always pictured him. Hammering out some fucking words on a stone tablet.
With a big-ass chain.
Oh, yeah, he's always got the chain. You gotta...
Toe chain.
I mean, because nobody believed that he was, like, gangster as fuck being from Seattle and all, because who the hell's going to be that from Seattle?
Yo, fucking Seattle. You don't fuck with Seattle.
He did. What did he have? He had a song called Seattle Ain't Bullshitting. I don't know if you care to hear it. I don't know
I'm curious.
I don't know if I want to subject people to more Sir Mix-a-Lot than they have to, but let me see.
Hey, I mean, I'm always open for a good time. Let's see what's going on.
Seattle... ain't. Where the fuck is it?
Oh. Satellite bullshit.
I don't know if I've ever listened to this all the way through, but let's see what we got. We got some bussin' ass marks out here claiming some motherfucking place they ain't never seen. Sellout. Boy, this is the SEATOWN. C-Town. C-Town. Yeah, and that's from the motherfucking heart. So if you ain't down with your hometown, step on punk. It's corny as shit now. I was raised in the SEATTLE. Seattle. In the CD, nigga. 19th and Yesler, boy, the pimpin' was hard. Cadillac was the car I wanted, and I got that 7.7 coupe with the trues and straps. It's still kind of corny, but you know, it ain't bad in like a nostalgic kind of way.
I've definitely heard better.
No, yeah, absolutely. Like, he was.
I've heard a little better from the likes of, you know, Lil Pump.
This guy, he was from the analog era, man. He did not have much to work with.
Yeah, they couldn't like make out a beat and then be like, what else does it need? Like, I'm gonna put a fucking flute in there. They couldn't do that. They like, it was there and that was it, and you could take it or fucking leave it.
Yeah, I mean, if you brought I think in his day, if you brought a flute into the studio, I think you'd get your ass kicked.
Yeah, you're like, hey, I got this flute, it's gonna sound sick on this track, and they're like, you play the flute. And they're like, oh, yeah, I do. And then they beat your ass and kick you out.
While we're talking about rappers and stuff, I know we said before that it seems like a lot of these new rappers aren't ever going to make it past 30, especially the ones with the numbers in their name.
And the numbers on their face.
And, yeah, that's kind of the start of a downturn. What can you tell me why I should give a shit about Mac Miller? Because I don't think you're going to change my mind. But
you shouldn't.
Oh, cool.
He made a couple of hit songs, and he hasn't made anything since. And he used to bang Ariana Grande, which is pretty neat.
He was just fading into obscurity.
He had faded into obscurity.
Oh, he was done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like who else? Fucking. That's how obscure the guy I'm thinking of is now. I can't remember his name. No, not that guy.
Okay.
Fuck that guy.
The one with a whole bunch of X's.
Yeah, that guy beat his pregnant girlfriend, so yeah.
Okay.
Not a fan. Anyways, but who the fuck is it? He had a couple of songs with like Lil Wayne and shit. White dude, could sing really good.
Machine Gun Kelly?
No. Dude, he just started beefing with Eminem, and I gotta tell you, I heard his song, Rap Devil, which is like dissing Eminem.
Yeah.
I've heard it a few times, and let me tell you, it goes fucking hard.
Eminem needed to get taken down a peg anyway.
No, see, but nobody's rooting for Machine Gun Kelly, and I kind of am.
I would root for anybody to take on Eminem. Dude's getting too preachy.
Dude, he really is.
Yeah.
But, no matter who, like, writes a diss track about him, like, the first thing they acknowledge is like, all right, I get it. You're the greatest of all time. But leave me the fuck alone. That's about it. That's like every diss track against him ever.
Well, what even, because I am always interested in these beefs that get started between the artists. What started it? Was it just an unprovoked thing by Machine Gun Kelly? Or
yeah, MGK, he tweeted out in like 2012 something. I don't even know what it was.
Wow, this goes back.
Yeah, like 2012.
Uh-huh.
And he got a call like the next day from like some record label saying like, hey, Eminem saw your tweet. He doesn't like it. He wants you to apologize. And MGK is like, wait, is he being like, no, like this guy is like my idol and I made a joke and now he's like actually offended.
Oh shit.
Like you gotta be fucking kidding me. Like who is this guy that I have idolized my whole life, you know? And then he just like, fuck it. And then just like moved on with his life.
Okay.
No apology.
Forgot about it.
And then 6 years later, Eminem drops his name in a verse, like in a diss track.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, at some point, like MGK had like subliminally thrown shots at Eminem.
Okay.
On like a Tech N9ne rap or something.
Explicitly mentioning his name though.
Yeah.
Really?
No. Okay. No, he real subliminal, but like everybody who heard it and knew anything was kind of like, okay, I know what this is.
Okay. So people
he shot a couple of subtle shots. Ha. Huh.
No, I got it.
Alliteration. But no,
literacy.
So Eminem heard that, and then a few years later, he drops Kamikaze, and he mentions MGK by name. It's just one verse.
Oh,
but
shit.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you know who you are, Kelly. And then I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, man, so that's the first direct poke.
Yeah, really. Like, hey, fuck you. And then MGK, 2 days later, has a whole song that goes fucking hard and a music video.
Oh no!
All of this,
ooh,
like just like shitting on Eminem.
Yeah,
and he basically like says like explains his side of the story and says like, all right, look, I started this. I was joking. Sorry, I guess. But no, then he brings some shit to light. Like MGK, he's not like a big name right now because he hasn't been signed by like a huge label.
He's self-producing.
Yeah, he's still doing like his own thing, kind of.
Okay.
Part of that is like he's hard to work with. He's fucking wild boy, you know?
He's another one of those face tattoo guys.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Except for he has tattoos literally ever except his face.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the point is like...
Easy for me to confuse.
Yeah, like he's hard to work with, like notoriously so.
Mm-hmm.
But also he brings it to light that a little bit after he did that tweet about Eminem, Eminem called a bunch of record labels and said, hey, don't sign this guy.
Oh shit!
And they said, "You got it, M."
Oh shit!
Yeah, he calls him out. He's like, "Look, I'm trying to feed my daughter and make money, and you are the fucking reason that I'm not."
Oh my god, that's fucking rude,
and
man.
See, and he, but I, one thing I respect more than anything, because like the song goes hard,
mm-hmm.
but he never once badmouths or even really brings up Eminem's daughter Haley.
Okay,
because he's a single dad too. He mentions that in his rap, like. Both single dads from the Midwest, let's talk about it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay. Like, I respect that.
All right.
Like, that you can have beef, but to be like, all right, there's a line there, and I don't want to cross it.
That's interesting.
So, yeah. So, I respect Machine Gun Kelly more than ever now. He performed at the Super Bowl. And then G-Eazy dropped a diss track the same day that Eminem dropped a diss track on MGK.
Yeah.
And everyone forgot about it.
Oh, shit. Poor dude. But
yeah,
Jeezy's
like, hey, I want to fight with this guy too. And everyone's like, yeah, we don't care about you.
No, we want to see this other thing instead. Sorry, man.
Yeah, this is going way harder.
You'll get your chance next year.
Yeah, but Jeezy broke up with Halsey. Is it Halsey or Housey?
No idea.
Anyway, he broke up with her and she immediately started fucking MGK. So
damn.
Yeah, he says something in the thing. I already fucked one rapper's girl this week. Don't make me call Kim.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Man, see, but that's really interesting. Like, that just kind of shows that Eminem's, like, a little bit twisted, you know? He lets things get under his skin.
Like, so bad.
And you shouldn't. Like, if you're that big a name, like, if this show blew up, there's obviously going to be people
that
hate the show, and they're going to be pretty vocal about it. The thing is, don't tell them that you're able to read that stuff, you know?
Because you just go about your life and do what you were doing.
It's just gonna make them go harder.
Yeah.
That's Eminem fed the trolls, man. Don't
he really
do
did.
It.
And it sucks, but honestly, I feel like
he should know better.
Yeah. Because he even brings up Eminem has, what, a Grammy? No, a few Grammys and even an Oscar for 8 Mile.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he got an Oscar for 8 Mile. Or like he mentioned,
at this point, not much would surprise me.
But yeah, he says like he's got like all these awards. Can anyone else get some food in their mouth? Damn,
oh,
like Eminem's
damn.
Out there just winning everything.
Let me see.
Did he say Oscar or did he say Grammy? I don't remember.
There is no Oscar mentioned on the Wikipedia page for 8 Mile.
Therefore, it did not happen.
Let me.
How much money did that movie make?
He got the Academy Award for Best Original Song. It made about $200 million.
What was the budget? 41 mil.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Yep. But it was him playing himself, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not very well, from what I remember. But the rap battles were nuts.
See, that's kind of pretentious too.
Whatever.
So I don't know. I'm not a side taker. I don't listen to either of their shit. But
yeah, I've never watched that whole movie, but I've listen to the rap battles, and they go pretty good.
Eminem's just losing his mind, man. He's just like, he's another one of those guys that's like losing their mind about Trumpy.
Yeah, I think he's like just doing his best to claw and hold on to the top. And everyone's like, no, dude, you're already there. Like, you don't need to fight for this. You have it.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I need to keep proving that I have it. And they're like, you still fucking got it.
Well,
dude.
What proved it though? Was it just the song Rap God? Or like, what is.
Oh, no, he just dropped a new album, Kamikaze.
Oh, but...
like, last Wednesday.
Oh, you mean number one as in charts?
Number one as in rappers, ever.
Oh, okay. But that album that he just put out isn't the thing that made him number one.
Fuck no.
In this category.
He's been number one since ever.
It's just been, okay.
Everyone's just like, yeah, you can't talk about the greats without bringing up Eminem, obviously.
Okay.
He's up there.
It's just
like,
implied.
Yeah, like if you mentioned Tupac, you're mentioning Eminem, you know?
They were friends, right?
Nah, probably not.
Okay, probably.
Yeah, he gives a shit. But like the point is, like, one of the greatest ever. And he's like, no, I want to keep being one of the greatest ever. And we're like, you're up there, man. You're it. That's it. Like,
yeah. Just don't be so neurotic about it, you know? Yeah. If people are telling you you got it, you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, no. If you get a chance, listen to Rap Devil by MGK. And he just brings up some shit and you listen to it and you're like...
Oh, that makes sense. Rap God and
yeah,
Rap Devil.
Yeah, and you're listening to it and you're just like, I understand why MGK is so mad.
Yeah.
Why such an angry, angry person?
So now that that got put out, isn't Eminem obligated to respond?
Oh, yeah,
he
tweeted.
Like, within 48 hours?
He tweeted and said, nice try, MGK. That was about it.
Psh, what a bitch.
Yeah.
Just gotta say it.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, like, at least any exposure is good exposure. Like, if they have this beef and then they both just kind of shake hands and part their ways, both of them are just rose all the way up in status again.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like this is one of those, like, forced beefs, you know?
No, this has been brewing, like you've been saying, from 2012.
Yeah, it's been, like, it's just been there, just boiling over. Like, nobody's winning out of this. They're doing this because they fucking hate each other.
Yeah. Although, it didn't have to be that way. There is a way for it to end amicably. You guys can walk away.
MGK, stop making jokes.
No, let the guy make jokes.
Yeah.
See, and people don't know what jokes are and what they aren't
anymore. Apparently in 2012, they felt the same way.
When did we lose our sense of humor, man? I don't think we ever did, personally, but
no,
I just mean the world.
We don't really get offended by a whole lot. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Like, even if something, like, you see something that offends you, like, ooh, I don't really like that, but other people do, so it's not my place to say anything, and you move on with your life, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, what are you going to do if you, like, object to it? Like, you're not gonna change anyone's mind. You're just screaming into the wind.
You really are.
Let it happen.
Unless it's something like incredibly outlandish and you're just like, no, this is not okay. But there's not a lot of things like that.
Not really. There's not many things that would make me, like, stand up and say this is wrong.
Yeah. No. Like, who was that? One of the creators of Rick and Morty, he, like, made a video of him, like, humping like a doll,
a
baby.
Yeah, it does.
And everyone
Harmon
was so up in arms over it. I'm like, look, if this delays season four, I'm going to freak out.
Because, see, I know I watched that video before it was ever a scandal.
Yeah.
It was, he made it for a project that he started called Channel 101, which is just where a bunch of people get together and they make a bunch of sketch videos, and a lot of them do not age well.
Yeah.
And it was really just part of these witch hunts that people are trying to do, but now it's pedophile hunts and racist hunts.
Which is fine, like, hunt the shit out of the pedophiles and racists, but don't make ones where there aren't ones.
Yeah. I mean, sure, it may not be in great taste, the video, but, you know, it was a product of its time. How about we say that?
Yeah, right, wrong, or otherwise, it was a product of its time.
Mm-hmm. Can't change his mind about that.
Yeah. And he's gonna be like, yeah, I mean, it was fucked up.
I'm sure glad all of our content is so tasteful and timeless.
Tasteful, timeless, PC, and above all else, absolutely hilarious.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about them Jews, huh? Like, we got some
fuck the Jews.
Some lists over here. I got a nice stamp
I learned the weirdest thing the other day.
What?
This is rolling into, like, anti-Semitism, or however you pronounce that. All right, so don't, like...
Which we don't advocate.
Yeah, we don't advocate, but, dude, there's, like, throughout history, people have fucking hated the Jews.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's quotes from people in, like, 1100 saying...
These guys suck.
Like, basically, like, don't trust a Jew.
Yeah.
Like, they use, like, their fancy 1100 speak, but that's, like, the gist of it.
But you gotta keep this in mind, too. Everybody has been saying that shit about each other since the beginning of time.
Oh, yeah,
and I swear,
right.
And it is, these dudes, they love to cherry pick, like, the Jews, it's been happening all this time. You could probably find them saying shit about the Greeks. You could probably find the Greeks saying shit about the Spanish. It goes all over.
It goes in a circle. Like, what was it? Like, as soon as Africa was discovered, somebody quoted saying, what was it? Like, the
These guys are basically animals, and we should buy them.
Yeah, like, basically, like, African is like the ultimate physical specimen at the cost of like his intelligence.
Yeah.
Obviously we know that's not fucking right.
Yeah. Just fucking be nicer.
Uneducated doesn't mean stupid.
No. So it's been going on forever. That's a neat, nice little piece of propaganda I've seen circling around, because there is propaganda circling around. It's tough to recognize and people get caught up in it really easily, but in this world of hysteria that we're currently living in, the best stance to take right now is just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Right now, okay?
Nihilism is the way to go.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Nihilism.
I'm not saying you should start freebasing heroin. What?
Oh, fucking, what's it? TJ Miller, he was on Hot Ones,
Oh, man, he did it?
Yeah, have you ever watched Hot Ones?
Yeah, you showed me the one with Filthy Frank.
Yeah, dude, I fucking love Hot Ones. Anyways, they have TJ Miller on there.
Did they talk about how he called in a bomb threat?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he said, basically, like, I'm not going to apologize. That was hilarious. And everyone's just like, fair enough.
No, that's not the sign of a stable man.
No, anyways, the point was that, no, he was just talking about being a comedian and pushing the envelope, and yeah, maybe I pushed it too far, but in my defense, it was hilarious.
Okay.
But no, he was talking about, how he didn't major in philosophy, but he studied a lot in his own when he was in college, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, you've expressed a lot of like views toward nihilism over the years. What do you think happens after death? He's like, after who cares?
we'll figure it out later.
Dude, you have to watch it, because like he's a little bit obnoxious, but a whole lot funny.
That's just his persona is
that's
obnoxious.
Just TJ Miller.
Yeah. You need to know what you're getting into when you're watching the guy.
Yeah, no, even when he asks him, he's like, so you, I know you majored in philosophy, and he's like dying of like the heat.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I didn't. Do your research, you son of a bitch. And then he explained himself. He's like, no, I didn't actually major, but I studied it a lot.
Okay. Which probably means like, I don't know. What the hell do you have to do to study philosophy?
I don't know. And what kind of fucking job are you getting if you major in philosophy?
You have to, like, question the existence of chairs. I've heard that before.
Like, do they actually exist? I go, let me go check. And I sit down. Like, as far as I know, it's real.
I tried to take a philosophy class at Clark College.
I took sociology, never philosophy.
Which sociology, I think, is infinitely more interesting than philosophy, or at least the version of it that I took. It was 101 philosophy.
Yeah.
I wasn't even graduated from high school yet. So I was thinking, you know, it's going to be like these big questions that we're going to try and figure out.
Yeah.
You know, is God real? We're just going to plunk it on the table, right? No, we're sitting around all day. Like, there's these weird symbols that you have to keep drawing, and they are equivalencies to other things, and you have to like balance them like algebra formulas somehow.
But these things are all arbitrary. They don't actually have like, the reason math works is because it works every time.
Yeah.
Like a 2 and a 2 is always going to make 4.
But imagine these symbols are correlating to like patterns of thought that you can have about things being true or not true or plausible. It's fucked up. It's weird. I have no idea how else to describe it.
Yeah, it seems super arbitrary.
It felt like it to me. That's why I dropped the class.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It was crap.
Yeah, no, I feel like a lot of philosophy, like there's some people like actually thinking about shit, which is fine, you know, like do your deep thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come up to me with, like, just some random-ass shit, like, does this chair actually exist? Like, yeah, if I break it over your head, it's going to hurt, so therefore it's fucking real. Trust me, don't be... You ever hear fake deep? Somebody, like, trying to be deep, but you can tell they're just
Yeah,
fucking
I think so.
They're just pulling shit out of their ass.
How can the world... How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
Yeah.
Shit like that?
Yeah, you're like, that's not deep. That's just you being a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fake deep. And I feel like that's what a lot of philosophy
probably
is.
The same dude that like plays Wonderwall on the guitar at every party.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall, and everyone's like, oh boy, this guy.
He's back. We don't really want to kick him out because he has really good wind, but he plays really shitty songs.
And he plays them every goddamn time he's here.
Yeah. Really, I'm glad that the whole guitar playing thing has kind of fallen out of fashion.
I'm glad that people are still playing it, but they realize it's not cool, per se.
That playing the guitar is not an automatic path to coolness.
I think that's a cool, like, the nice thing about the internet now is that if something's, like, cringy and nobody likes it...
They'll tell you?
No, like, the guy who's doing it, you don't have to tell him directly. He's just cruising through and he sees a meme. He's like, I do that. I should probably stop doing that.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's the end of it.
No, that's really that's something I've been thinking about a lot, actually. It's like there's
the wealth of information.
The wealth of information is helpful, but there's these kind of there's these personalities out there that just aren't, you know, they aren't compatible with your own.
Yeah,
you've met them. You kind of know the telltale signs and how to avoid them.
Yeah, you try to talk with them, and they're just not being able to follow the conversation you're trying to follow, and you're just like,
yeah,
I'm just going to go. You're not a bad dude, but I just can't talk to you.
And it really sucks because, at least for me, in the back of my mind, I just kind of wish I could help them realize what it is they're doing wrong. But
and they probably wish they could help you realize what you're doing wrong.
It would be not. Well,
unless they're fucking stupid. They just don't think.
The interactions I'm thinking of are a bit more one-sided,
yeah.
Where it's just me thinking that they're the dumb guy, and they're just oblivious to the entire concept of me thinking that.
Okay.
Because that, I mean, just on a completely different level of understanding,
okay,
is the problem. Now, humans being social creatures, I guess, not necessarily by my definition, but science's definition of what it is to be social.
Yeah.
When there are social interactions, there's supposed to be like some checks that you're going through every time you have like a conversation with a new person.
Yeah.
Like just how well is it going? Like, are they responding
lighthearted,
well?
Humorous, like a little superficial, but enough that you can keep it moving.
Yeah.
Like just lighthearted, like nothing deep.
There is an art to conversation.
Try to keep it funny and try to keep it moving.
And it's not necessarily like keeping the conversation going, but like just being able to express that like you are on the same level of understanding as this other person.
Yeah.
And when a conversation goes well, that means that, yes, this is working. We're on the same level now. I know we're cool with each other. But if a conversation feels like weird and awkward and slow to just one guy, then... it's so hard to explain, but
let me give you an example.
Sure.
So I was talking, like, this was like a year ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
Guy at work, he wasn't at work. So I sent him a text like, hey, like, what's going on? He's like, I don't fucking remember what it was. Anyway, he just wasn't at work. And we just start like chatting a little bit over text, like no big deal, you know? And I think I said something like, cause he was going to Montana to visit family.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you taking time, or what are you guys, what are you telling them when you take time off, or something? How the fuck did this conversation go?
You still got
anyways, it? Anyways, long story short, I told this guy to lie, right?
Okay.
To lie for whatever reason it was, and it was funny, and the way I phrased it was funny, you know?
Okay.
And I said, yeah, just tell them whatever the lie was for this reason, and I read it, and I laughed to myself, and I was like, oh, this is funny, he's gonna get a kick out of it. And he texts me back, yeah, but it's hard to lie, though. That was it.
Hmm.
And I was like, that was just such a weird thing to say, and it just didn't flow with everything that I had said, and it wasn't funny, and it was just super weird, and I just, okay, I didn't even say bye. I just stopped texting him.
And that was the last time you ever talked to him.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Huh.
I've hung out with him, like, face-to-face, and he's totally fine.
But it threw you for a loop.
It just, like, where the fuck did that come from? It's not funny. It's not, like...
It was going so good.
It was going so good, and I was, like, on fire, dude.
He put a stick in the bike spokes.
Dude, he took the wheel.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, but, like, you probably can't think of an example right now, but you've had that shit happen before.
It has, where it feels abrupt.
Abrupt, and you're just like, ooh. Like...
But it's really a shame, because in these one-sided interactions, the guy at the lower level, then you will probably never get the hint from you that something's got to change in the way that you perceive the world. Otherwise, people are going to keep treating you the same way.
Yeah.
And this is where the internet comes in. In that same manner that you were saying of the memes coming across and they just have that moment of internal self-realization.
Oh, I've done that too.
That quick little epiphany that gives them that crack in the door that shows them the path to the new level of understanding.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about it.
That's happened to me. I read something. It was some veteran website or whatever, and it said had like a new Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah, let me tell you all about boot camp, or like tell you my war stories from boot camp or whatever. And I was a new guy, and that's like the only stories I had was from boot camp. And then it kind of hit me. I was like, nobody gives a fuck about how hard basic training was because they've literally all done the same thing. I'm not going to talk about boot camp ever again. And it worked out great because other new guys came in. They tried talking like, oh, yeah, I learned how to operate the saw in basic training. They're like, so let's go do push-ups.
Yeah.
He starts doing push-ups, and I'm like, yeah, good fucking thing. I wasn't talking about fucking basic training anymore.
Yeah, because that guy would have just been stuck in that rut.
Yeah, or the thing, or have you seen the Captain Phillips? Like, the thing is like, look at me.
Yeah.
You're welcome for my service. That's part of the reason I don't talk about the Army so much anymore because... Nobody has
it's behind you.
It's behind me, and nobody has anything to relate to, and you just can't keep a funny, good conversation moving about that. It's always them just peppering you with questions, and you answer them, and then the subject moves on. We can just avoid all that together and just keep it moving.
I mean, it's fine if a couple questions are asked.
Yeah, no, if you want to chat with me about the Army, by all means, chat with me about the Army, but it's not going to be a fun, in-depth, and hilarious conversation like we're having right now, you know?
Yeah, and it's really tough to just... convey that's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I've been watching a lot of Star Trek lately.
Oh, fucking nerd.
Yeah, I know. But the thing that I've been noticing is it always seems that the most successful races seem to have, a little bit of a bit more commonality among them. Like the ones that can read each other's minds.
Oh, they're unstoppable.
They're fine because they got no secrets. They know exactly what's shitty and what's cool, and it all just worked out naturally.
Yeah.
Humans. We're never gonna fucking be able to do that. Not unless we come up with these weird mind rays that are probably only gonna work half the time.
And
I don't trust us to do that.
Yeah, and all the religious people won't get them installed because...
A lot of people are not going to want to get them, myself included.
Oh, fuck yeah, no.
But if we had grown up with that ability from the start...
It wouldn't be a thing.
We wouldn't even think about it. Everything would be fine.
There would be no lies, no deceit, no anything. We just, you roll up and you're like, hey, there's this chick at the bar, and she, glances at you. And you immediately just feel a little bit of revulsion come from her, and you're just like, okay, yeah, I'm just going to move along.
The end.
The end, and that's that.
If only everybody had telepathy, I think that's the main takeaway from this.
The goal of this show is so that you guys know that we need telepathy.
I'm not sure if I entirely made my point, but I'm slowly putting it together. As I get more, world experience, I'm probably going to start writing stuff down and just be like, okay, this is how it should be. We'll never get there, but this is how I want it. So... That's how I think conversations are going to go and how I think the internet is going to change.
I love how we had a whole conversation about conversations.
It's important to have every once in a while.
So fucking meta.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not and we want you to at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Closing statement from one Mr. Jared.
It's telepathy.
It's... important, and it would be nice to have, but...
We'll see. Are we having the show next week, or no?
We are not going to be having the show next week, because we're going to be camping, so just dig through the archives. In the meantime, we'll see you 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, to all of our listener, we're not going to be here.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Party on, everybody.
Party on.